With me on today's show is Canadian award-winning singer, songwriter, and entrepreneur Tara Shannon. Welcome to the show, Let's Run with Christine.
Thank you so much.
How are you today, Tara?
I'm very good. It's a beautiful day here. We're getting very warm weather, which is nice. Prepare us for the deep cold of winter.
Wow. You know, I must confess, you are from Russell, Ontario, right, which is just outside Ottawa. Now, I looked it up. There's so much to learn about Canada, and it's like, but it seems such a beautiful, charming place. Like, it's 200 people, is that correct, around there?
It's probably a little larger.
Yes.
A couple thousand now with the development and stuff, but the little town, it's very much still a village feel to it. You know, you have three steeples and a river that runs through the village, and
wow.
It's very artistic, and the people are so lovely. We've been there almost 23 years now.
Wow. And Tara, what is one thing people may not know about you?
I'm terrified of balloons. You know what? Normally I say one thing people don't know about me is that I have seven children, but that's not true anymore. People are starting to know that about me, so I have to think deeper. So yes, I'm terrified of balloons, and most people don't know that about me.
And I mean, you're a hockey mom, right? And
yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Like, I mean, you have five boys and two girls. Is that correct?
22, yeah.
Yes, 22-9. How do you manage a very busy lifestyle with being a mother, a professional singer-songwriter, and you know, trying to eat healthy on the road? I mean, how do you do it? I have a hard time.
Oh, yeah. Well, trying to eat healthy, you just hit the nail on the head there. Trying to eat healthy inside the fullness of my life is definitely a challenge because we don't have access to healthy, clean food on the road so much. So that is definitely a challenge. We just take it day by day. I'm on the other side of the craziness because the youngest now is 9, me 22. So I've been through the period of where we had 25 ice times a week, which was, that was madness because the kids played competitive hockey. They had, you know, they ended up being good at it. So when the first one is good at it and they go down the competitive road and the next one comes up and they show a talent for it, you can't really say, no, sorry, you can't do it, just your brother can. So, and then they just kept coming up, and they were all so good at it, and they love it, they love the sport, so we just kind of went along with it. But my life is very, I've had to learn the hard way. It took me getting sick to figure out how to balance my life well, and I've figured that out now. So we have a very full life, but it's not going by so fast that I can't live it, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. And, you know, it's just amazing. And, you know, I you know, being a hockey mom, as, you know, we talked about, but also finding your passion for singing, right? It's always been there, right? It's always been a part of you since you were born, right?
For sure. I studied classical music when I was seven and studied all piano and then went to McGill University on saxophone and studied under Jerry Danovich. And it wasn't until I was in university, and I was about 18, that I started writing music. And then I fell in love with my real passion, which is songwriting. So if I had to put it in order as far as recording artist or songwriter, I tend to put songwriter first because it's such an outlet. And I need to write regardless of whether anybody hears it or not. It's just, and most writers can identify with that. We just need to write if it's part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've listened to your songs, like a debut. That was your first song, right, for a surprise gift for your cousin's wedding, is that correct?
That's actually a different
cousin. Oh,
okay. Obviously, my cousins are really involved, so debut was a really special moment, actually, because when I released my very first cassette tape, and yes, I'm dating myself, my first demo came out on a cassette tape, and I don't even know if most of your listeners will know what that is. And so my parents threw a big party on their farm to celebrate the release, and my cousin, Melissa, wrote a poem called Debut about that day. And she had sent me a copy of it. So for her wedding, a couple years later, I put it to music and then sang it for her at her wedding. So that's where Debut comes from. And the one that I wrote, my very first song I wrote, I'm embarrassed to say, I can't even remember the name of it. My other cousin, Leslie Ann, will be, you know, mortified, but it was their wedding. It was a gift for their wedding, and transformed it. And what's really cool about that is years later, a friend of mine went to another wedding somewhere else, and the first dance song was that song.
Oh my goodness.
And they couldn't believe that, and I didn't know the bride and groom, and they said, you're not going to believe this, but they're playing your song.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. And, you know, like, is there a favorite song, you know, do you, that's really special? Like, maybe Take Me Home? I don't, what's...
Yeah, they all have some connection for me because I'm connected to the people I either wrote it for, mm-hmm. or like an organization. I kind of built a niche for myself, writing theme songs for events and for organizations. And so I feel connected to all of them. But as far as performing them, I would have to say probably my Christmas song, There's a Child, is one of my favorites to perform.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And Tara, can you tell us about the, well, it was released in June, the Butterfly song, and how it came about? How did you meet Jonathan? You know, just tell us this, what, you know, how it came about.
For sure. Jonathan lives a couple doors down from me in Russell, in our small town. Mm-hmm. And his sister and my daughter played on the same hockey team a couple years ago. So that's where I got to meet him at first. Last November, James Duffy of TSN did a special on him and brought his story into the public. And so in response to that, everybody in the village was doing something to raise money to help Jonathan see the Northern Lights. And so as part of those initiatives, there was like bake sales and trivia nights and stuff. I called up my friend North Easton, who's a very talented songwriter, and said, hey, mm-hmm. do you want to write a song? And we'll donate the money back to Jonathan to raise money because, you know, sports was already covered. The Senators were doing, took him on as an ambassador, and TSN and ESPN more recently. But the arts wasn't covered. So I said, let's do a song. We'll put it out there, and we'll just donate all the money to him. And that's how it started. And then my daughter, Madison, spilled the beans to her teacher and said, I got a call from a teacher saying, are you writing a song for Jonathan? And I said, yeah, I've been working on it. And she said, well, would you come and perform it at the school? Because they had a check for Jonathan. They had raised some money at the Little Sunshine Club. So I called up North and said, hey, you want to do this? And so he said, yeah, we should, but we should probably finish it because we still hadn't finished the bridge. And so we finished it. We went and performed it at the school. And it was in that moment that we realized that there was something, that the song was connecting with people. And so I decided to do a music video and called up the mayor, and when I tell this story, it sounds like such a storybook story, but this is really how it happened. So I called up the mayor and said, we need the hockey rink. And I called up the schools, called up some local businesses to sponsor, called up the schools, they sent me 150 kids, and we shot this music video so that there could be a presence on YouTube to keep telling Jonathan's story. So mm-hmm. that's how it all happened.
Wow, and it, Jonathan is 15 now, 15 years old, is that, yes, and he's an amazing person. I've watched the interview, and he has such a positive attitude, and, you know, I just, it's so, the song is so beautiful, and I just love it, and I'm not going to pronounce, it's EB, right, it's a skin disease, but I'm not going to pronounce the, it's such a, it's, yeah.
It's a difficult word. I'm learning it now. My sister keeps correcting me, but it stands for epidermolysis bullosa.
Yes.
It's the name, and it's a rare genetic disorder. And it's Jonathan will say it's the worst disease you've never heard of.
Yes. Yes, Tara, I'm going to read, on your blog, I'm just going to quote here, if I may. The most moving part of this whole experience is an amazing reminder that music is a healing energy that connects us all and powers the human spirit. There's still a lot of work to do to keep moving the sale of the new single in order to raise as much money as possible for Jonathan and the Deborah Canada Foundation. So we all, how, just, you know, buy the single, right, and help keep spreading the word.
That's exactly it, yeah.
And Facebook, you're on Facebook, and people can reach out to you, you know, so forth. But what is next for you, Tara?
We're planning two events. So mm-hmm. on December 4th at St. Bridget Center for the Arts, I'm hosting a holiday benefit concert. So all the proceeds will go to Jonathan and Deborah Canada. I'm teaming up with CTV's Amazing People. They're a movement that celebrates amazing people in the community and help to develop young people into future amazing leaders. And so they're presenting me in concert on December 4th. So tickets are available at Eventbrite. And you can come meet Jonathan, and you can come support a great event. It's a family, all-ages Christmas concert. And it's going to put everybody in the holiday spirit, so we're looking forward to that. And then in January, I'll be doing an event in Nashville. Wow. Jonathan will be a special guest of the NHL for the All-Star Game at the end of January. So while he's in town, I'm working on getting some songwriting friends together, because I'm in Nashville every 6 weeks or so. And we're going to put a little show on for him and raise a bit of money and awareness while he's in town.
That's amazing. And you are an inspiration. You really are, you know, and I guess the word retirement is not in your vocabulary, right?
Well, I mean, eventually, I guess when I sit at my cottage on the water, I have moments of retirement where I rest and recharge, but, you know, life minutes, I'm very picky about. I had a real scare. I almost died during surgery 2 years ago, and when you go through something like that, I think we get really picky about where we spend our life minutes, and if I only get this one go around, I want to make sure that I've made the most of my time here.
And well said, and I wanted to thank you for taking your time out to speak with me, and you know, all the best, and I'll get the word out, and thanks so much, Tara, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye for now. Okay.
All right, take good care.
You too. Bye.